For more inspiring content, subscribe to JK Yog and press the bell icon to never miss a latest video.
Today, I want to give you a practical tool. How to break bad habits, how to develop good habits. How to use this knowledge to change ourselves. Let us say that you have the habit of gluttony, overeating, and no matter how many New Year resolutions you made, you are not able to stick to it. So that is a vice. That is the bad habit you want to give up. Now, how to change it? How to break that habit? First of all, you make a list of all the pain you will get by changing that habit. Oh, I will not be able to eat that deep-fried parantha, and I will not be able to enjoy the sweet gulab jamun. Make a list of all the pain you will get by changing. Make a list of all the pleasure you get by indulging. My teeth, when they get into that food, I really get the divine bliss. Make a list. These are the two reasons why you are not giving up. The pleasure from continuing, the pain from changing. That is what it is. We are all pleasure seekers. And we have decided there is pleasure in this and there is pain in giving it up. Now, make list 3 and 4. All the pleasure I will get if I give up this habit. I will get good health, my weight will come under control, my knee pain will go away, the risk of diabetes will reduce. Make a whole list, well thought out completely. This is the pleasure. And number 4, make a list of the pain you will get if you don't change. If I don't change, then in old age, I will have this problem and my joints will become like this and my health will deteriorate and my back will become like that. Make a full list. Now you have to convince yourself about 3 and 4. If your intellect can be convinced that 3 and 4 are bigger than 1 and 2. In other words, the pain of not changing and the pleasure of changing is bigger than the pain of changing and the pleasure of continuing. You will change. See, those who have good eating habits, how do they do it? Is it that they don't their tongue doesn't like to eat good things? No. But they have convinced their intellect that real happiness lies in a proper diet. This is called Shreya. There are 2 kinds of happiness talked of in the Kathopanishad. Preya and Shreya. Preya is that happiness which is sweet now, and it will become like poison afterwards. Shreya is that happiness that is like poison now, but it will become sweet afterwards. So the Kathopanishad says, what are you going to choose? Preya or Shreya? See, that is the whole fight between the parents and the children, isn't it? The children want Preya. I want to play my video games. I don't want to study. Arey beta, what will you do after 20 years? I will not become old, I'll stay young. So there's a saying in Hindi, aamle ka khaya aur badon ka kaha baad mein pata chalega. You know, the amla, the Indian gooseberry, it's got the vitamin C of 10 oranges. You take an amla a day and all keep viruses away. But if you take it, it is bitter. So the child doesn't want to take it. So the mother says, look, beta, you take it. The benefit you will get later on. So the amla, very interestingly, after 2 minutes itself, it gives you a sweet taste in the mouth. So similarly, the mother tells the child that what I am advising you, you will come to know later on the benefits. It is said that there are three stages in life. The first stage is my dad can beat your dad. The second stage is, oh dad, you don't know anything. And the third stage is my father used to say. So the wisdom. Now what are you going to choose? Are you going to choose one and two, immediate pleasure and avoidance of immediate pain? Or are you going to choose long-term happiness and take the pain as an austerity? Never mind. If you can do that, you'll break the habit. So you have to convince your intellect regarding 3 and 4. And look 1 and 2 in the face. This is why I am not changing. This is the stark reality. So this repeated contemplation will help you break that habit.